Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabet, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Recording started.
Welcome, welcome, my brothers and sisters, to another powerful Monday night prayer where the word of the Lord comes alive. Get ready to hear a word from the Lord. He have a word for you, you, and you. And remember in Psalms 103:1, it says, bless the Lord, O my soul, everything in me will praise the Lord. And forget not his benefits. And in Psalms 68:19, he says, he daily load us with benefits. So I come to encourage you tonight, know, whatever you stand in need of tonight, God has it. God has whatever you stand in need of. Believe and receive and doubt not in your heart. You can have what you ask. God has it. He heals, he delivers, and he's set free. God loves you and I love you. So enjoy. Call a friend. Email a friend. Invite someone on tonight to hear a word from the Lord. Because we have a word for them, too. So get ready to hear a word from the Lord. God bless you.
Evening. Scripture will be taken from Matthew chapter 5, verses 1 through 12, and it will be read out the NIV version. Now, when Jesus saw the crowds, he went up on a mountainside and sat down. His disciples came to him, and he began to teach them. He said, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. I would like to thank God for the blessing, for the readers, the hearers, and doers of his word. Amen.
Amen. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Everything in me will praise the Lord. This is the day the Lord has made, and we choose to rejoice and be glad in it. We come to welcome him tonight with a humble heart and stretch out arms and ask him to have his way on this line. Deliver and set free, that only he can do. He provide us with, load us daily with benefits, and one of our benefits is healing. One of our benefits is deliverance. One of our benefits is peace. One of our benefits is joy. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. He's a healer. He's a deliverer. Who wouldn't want to serve a God like that? Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. So we come to bless your name tonight, Lord God. We come to bless you for breakthroughs and not a breakdown. We thank you that we are better and not bitter. We thank you that we are the victors and no longer the victims, because of the great I am that I am is on the inside of each and every one of us. So we welcome you tonight, Lord God. Rule and reign on this line. Deliver and set free. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood over every nursing home tonight, over every sister living home tonight. Deliver and set them free, Lord God. We plead the blood over them right now from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. We plead the blood of Jesus over all the hospitals all over the land in the IC unit, Lord God. Deliver and set free of that only you can do, Lord God. And we say thank you. Stop by St. Jude's Hospital, Lord God, for those babies, Lord God, and curse the cancer right now, God, that only you can do, Lord God. You could do the cancer like you did the fig tree. You cursed that fig tree. They couldn't grow no more figs. So, Lord, I thank you for cursing the cancer for those children at St. Jude Hospital in the name of Jesus. Curse that cancer for baby Michael, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, shrink that mass, Lord God, that only you can do. You could do a super on the natural. And I thank you for doing it for baby Michael right now in the name of Jesus. And we just come to bless your name. Plead the blood of Jesus over all the county jails, all the penitentiaries, Lord God. Cover and keep the inmates safe, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, keep them from seeing and unseen sickness in the penitentiaries and the county jails, Lord God. Dispatch all their angels of protection, Lord God, because your word says you've given your angels charge over us. So each and one of them inmates have angels. Release them in the name of Jesus. Release their healing angels, their protection angels in the mighty name of Jesus. And we come to give you the praise and we give you glory. We thank you for all our children tonight, all our grandchildren tonight, great-grandchildren tonight, our neighbors' children. Keep our neighbors' children safe. Draw our neighbors to you by your Holy Spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus, we lift up all the schools today, Lord God. Continue to cover the schools with your blood, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, college campus, Lord God, cover it with your blood. Keep them from seen and unseen sickness in the name of Jesus. So we ask you to have your way today, Lord God. Deliver and set free, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Can't nobody do it like you. Can't nobody do it but you. Because the Spirit of the living God can go where medicine can't go. The Spirit of the living God can go where doctors can't see. The Spirit of the living God can go where x-rays can't show. So we thank you for going to the root of the matter in your people's lives tonight. In Jesus' precious name I pray, amen, amen, and hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We love you, we need you, we're nothing without you.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Father. We bless you on this day, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And we thank you, God, for you carrying us through this day, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, that you are, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, our strong tower, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, the righteous can run in and be safe in this hour, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, for your loving kindness and tender mercies in our lives, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And Father God, hallelujah, we just give you the praise and the glory and the honor tonight, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, for how you keep on keeping us, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, in spite of all that's going on in the world, Father God, all the uncertainty, Father God. We thank you, God, for you just keeping us, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And, Father God, we send your word to the homeless on tonight. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. And we pray, and Father God, that you're opening up doors for them that no man can close. Oh, God, we give you praise and glory and honor for them. And, Father God, we send your word, Father God, to the hungry tonight, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And we thank you, God, for you covering them, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We send your word to the sick tonight, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, for how you just touching bodies, Father God, how you're healing virtual soul right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and for how you're just strengthening your people on tonight, Father God, we give you praise and glory and honor. And, Father God, we're sending your word to the lost on tonight, Father God, that they might be found, Father God, that they might find you, Father God, glory, hallelujah, and say, what must I do to be saved? Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. And, Father God, hallelujah, we send your word, oh, God, to the backsliders, oh, God, that they might be drawn back to you, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, that they may, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, repent, Father God, glory, hallelujah, and cry out to you, Father God, and even as they do, you cleanse them, Father God, and wash them from all unrighteousness, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And, Father God, we send your word to the families of the bereaved on tonight, Father God, glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, that you've already sent the comforter, Father God. We thank you, God, for you strengthening them, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, for you softening the blow, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, for you just, oh, God, hallelujah, wrapping your loving arms around them, Father God, and catching every single tear, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and you're lifting up off of them the heaviness, oh, God, glory, hallelujah. You're giving them a garment of praise in spite of, Father God, and we just want to praise you, Father God, glory, hallelujah, for you moving by your spirit, Father God, glory, hallelujah, for the families as ever read, Father God, glory, hallelujah, meeting every one of their needs by your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. And God, we just thank you for families all over, for each and every family represented on this line, Father God, for your people all over. Oh, God, we thank you, God, that you're meeting them at the very point of need right now, Father God, because you know what they have need of, Father God, glory, hallelujah, and what they need it by, Father God, glory, hallelujah. We just thank you, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, for drawing us closer to you, Father God, glory, hallelujah, as we, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, open ourselves up to you, Father God, and, oh, God, continue to seek you first, the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness, Father God. We thank you, God, that all things will be added unto us, Father God, glory, hallelujah. And, God, we just thank you, God, for you just covering the minds of your people on today, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and we thank you for your word that tells us that if we keep our minds stayed on you, Father God, you will keep us in perfect peace. Oh, God, and Father God, we release joy, oh, God, over your people tonight, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, in the place of hopelessness, Father God, in the place of sadness, oh, God, we thank you for your word that tells us in Psalms 30 and 5 that we can lay endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning, oh, God. And we thank you, God, that it's morning time for your people, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, that you're just turning things around right now, oh, God. And we release your love over your people, Father God, tonight, Father God, for your word tells us, oh, God, glory, hallelujah. In 1 Corinthians 13 and 7, that love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. So we just giving you the praise and the glory, honor, Father God, for love covering us, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, and keeping us together and binding us together, oh, God. And we thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, for faith, oh, God. In the place of faithlessness, Father God, glory, hallelujah, we release your faith, Father God, glory, hallelujah, because your word tells us whatever we ask in prayer, Father God, we receive it if we have faith, Father God, according to Matthew 21 and 22, oh, God. So we just bless you on tonight, Father God, and we thank you for being able to come on this line one more time, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and hear the word, Father God, glory, hallelujah, and be set free and delivered on tonight, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, we thank you, and we thank you for, oh, God, each and every intercessor, Father God, Mother Queen, Father God, we thank you for her, oh, God, and we thank you, God, that you're pouring back into her, Father God, glory, hallelujah, all that she poured out, and you're moving by your spirit in her life, Father God, and we thank you, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, for evangelist Piggott, Father God, on tonight, Father God, even as she go for it, Father God, we thank you, God, hallelujah, for how you're strengthening her, and you want to pour back into her, Father God, glory, hallelujah, we thank you, God, for our overseer, Dr. LaRon Matthews, on tonight, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Strengthen him, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Use him for your glory, Father God. And even as the word come forth on tonight, Father God, or the topic of discussion, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, let it fall on good ground, Father God. Don't let anyone come on this line and go off, Father God, the same way, Father God. And we just want to bless you and praise you. And we give you honor and glory in Jesus' mighty name. We pray. Amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Father, we thank you tonight, God, for this day, God. We thank you for keeping us throughout the day, oh, God. We thank you for your hedge of protection, God, around our families, around our loved ones, Lord God. We continue, Lord God, to give you praise that is due to your name, God, for we may have had a long day, God, but we thank you that this day, Lord God, we were able to come on this line, Lord God, to hear a word that will give us direction, God, that will give us hope, God, that will give us peace, that will give us instruction, God, that will give us what your people need in this hour, in the season, Lord. We pray that they that has an ear will hear. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you that you're opening up yourself tonight, oh God, and you're pouring out your blessings upon your people, Lord God. We thank you that we have been set apart for such a time as this, Lord God. We thank you tonight, God, that what's going to come forth tonight, God, is going to bring illumination to those that need it in the name of Jesus. It's going to bring those that are captives, Lord God, that shall be set free in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for troubling the waters tonight, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that the waters, Lord God, as your people step into, Lord God, the water, Lord God, they will not be fearful, oh God, because they know that they can look to you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for balancing this hour and this season, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for rescuing your people, Lord God, out of the miry clay, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, Lord God, that is healing on this line tonight, God. We believe you that miracles is going to be done on tonight, God. We thank you, Lord God, that those that need you tonight, God, shall receive what they need from you, oh God, because you're a mighty God. You're such such a loving God that knows exactly what we need before we even need it, Lord. We thank you today, God, that we can come to you and repent, God. We ask that you will wash our minds, wash our hearts, God, in the name of Jesus. Purify us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and wipe our slate clean in the name of Jesus, that when we hear your word, Lord God, it will fall on our hearts, oh God, and that we will not sin against you in the name of Jesus. But God, we will be ready to run swiftly, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for what you have set for your people to do. We thank you tonight, Lord God, as the woman of God had prayed, God, we pray in Jesus' name that you will continue to pour back into her, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Touch every family member on this line, God. Touch every leader, God, on this line, God. Touch all those that need you tonight, God. May they touch your, Lord God, touch the throne room in the name of Jesus, that they will receive what they need from you tonight, God. We thank you, Lord God, that your wisdom, your knowledge, and understanding, God, is what we desire for, God. But sometimes we don't know what we're doing, God, but if we look to you, God, and ask in your name, God, it shall be done, oh God. If we seek, Lord God, and we knock on the door, oh God, we know that it shall be answered in the name of Jesus. So God, we pray that you will encourage your people tonight, Lord God, to look to you in the name of Jesus. We pray for those, Lord God, that needs healing in their bodies, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you that you're healing them right now in Jesus' name. God, we believe you, Lord God, that there's nothing that is too hard for you, oh God, for you are all knowing. You're all seeing, Lord God. You're all sufficient, God. You're all everything that we need, Lord God. We thank you that we can call you Jehovah Jireh. We thank you, Lord God, that you are a provider, God, and you're the one that we need in this hour, in this season. So we look to you tonight, God, asking that you will set your affections upon your people, Lord God, as we, Lord God, give praise and glory and honor to you, oh God, as we walk in a total obedience, God, believing you, Lord God, that we shall eat the good of the land in the name of Jesus, that we shall be blessed because we are walking after your righteousness in the name of Jesus. Now touch the man of God tonight, God, that brings forth the word in the name of Jesus. And whatever you designed to do on this line tonight, God, may there be no one that be able, Lord God, to be able to answer, ask questions, Lord God, so that they can receive a breakthrough that they need in the name of Jesus. May they run swiftly in the name of Jesus. May they know, Lord God, that you're able to, Lord God, do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think. And so tonight, God, we celebrate you. We thank you for your sovereignty. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your long-suffering, God. And we give you glory and honor and praise for your healing, God, that's going to take place on this line. As we glorify your name and we give you praise, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Depression that steals my voice, the confusion that arrests my life, so I can't even make a choice. Life seems so loud, I've been too proud. So Lord, what do I do? I just need a word from you. Oh, I need a word. Tell me which way to turn. I need a word. Tell me which way I should go. In my day, my family is in need, and I just can't seem to make a way. Oh, life seems so loud, I've been too proud, but I'm asking you now, Lord, send the word from you. I need the word.
Prophet LaRon Matthews every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. and on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. for Facebook Live. Also, you can join Prophet throughout the week with Drive By with the Prophet for a powerful prophetic word from the Lord. You can go to LaRon Matthews on Facebook and LaRon Matthews Ministries and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Inc. on Facebook Live. We look forward to seeing you on Facebook Live with Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews. Times are subject to change depending upon the availability of Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
The new book is coming soon. The latest from Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The new book is coming soon. Written by Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D.
Get ready to have your spirit lifted and your soul rejuvenated.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her. By Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. Stay tuned for the book release date and information on how to purchase your copy. Coming soon.
Coming soon. Soon.
We gotta take time and just say thank you. My God. Thank you. Oh, thank you. Thank you, love. Gotta take time and say, come on, let him know. Just let him know how thankful you are today. Oh Lord, we say, oh, we say, thank you, Jesus. Just gotta say, just wanna say, thank you.
Top of the day to you. I welcome you today to another prophetic experience, teaching time where the word of the Lord comes alive. I am Dr. LaRon Matthews. I'm the overseer of Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry. And we're located in the south suburbs of Chicago, in the state of Illinois, at 231 East 146th Street in the city of Harvey, Illinois. We're there every Sunday morning at 11 a.m. for a worship experience, every Tuesday night, 7 o'clock, for a powerful prophetic teaching. And as our schedule allows us, we're traveling globally around the world. So look up on our Facebook and you'll find out where we're at around the United States ministering the word of God. And we surely bless the Lord for you, you and you on today, and those of you who are joining us and connecting with us from whatever part of the United States you're in. We don't take it lightly who you are and who you are to the kingdom of God. And certainly on tonight, we hear every first and third Monday night at 7 o'clock p.m. And certainly we enjoy you having you to be with us every Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday at 5 a.m. in the Central Time, 6 a.m. Eastern Time, and 3 a.m. in the West Coast. Every first and third Friday, every first and third Saturday, we're sharing the word of God and blessing God's people. Then Sunday morning, we are on the Blog Talk Radio side, Sunday morning Blog Talk Radio side, and that time is 7 a.m., where we have great intercessors and prayer warriors ministering the word of God through prayer, ministering through prayer. And then we come on exactly at that time to release the oil of the word of God to the lives of God's people. Also, we're just thanking God for many of you who have stayed connected with us over the years to be blessed by the word of the Lord God. And we certainly thank you all for your dedication, commitment, and strength to the work that we're doing and the work of the ministry. And certainly we greatly appreciate each and every one of you all. Then on Sunday mornings as well, we have two services, our 7 a.m. one. And we come on actually Facebook Live about 7:35. And then on 11 o'clock for our worship experience. We thank God for our covenant partners who are partnering with us that are becoming covenant partners. We thank God for those who are becoming virtual members of ministry. And that's the new information highway of the world right now. Most pastors are dealing with virtual members, and even some are hiring staff that have to deal with just virtual members. Virtual members are people who are members of a ministry, but they're in other cities, towns, states, and even nations. So we thank God for our virtual members who they're not in our local facility, but they watch us via social media, but they're still part of the family and part of the fellowship. So they get the amenities and the benefits as well as the local congregational people. And so we thank God for virtual members. And then to the sons and the daughters, to many of them who are listening around the world, I thank you for allowing us to grow. Thank you for allowing us to become part of your home, your family, and your ministry, where you may be at around the world. We thank God for your commitment and your dedication to the ministry and to the work that we are doing. And I tremendously appreciate you all so immensely for being part of the family of Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry, as well as my personal ministry, Lorraine Matthews Ministry. We thank God for you on today. And I want you to know, I don't take it lightly, those of you who have reached out to us, and I may have not called you back right there, but I'm definitely going to get with you because you're on the list. Just in recent days and weeks, things have been shifted to this more domestically. There's more things close domestically that I have to encounter. However, God is still in control, and he's merciful and good to us as well. And so I thank God for each and every one of you all. And tonight, I want to thank God for each and every one of those kingdom leaders that come and participate with us by doing scripture, word of encouragement, praying for the people, just releasing the oil that comes out of your mouth, out of your vocals to share with God's people. I want you to know thank you so much for what you do and allow God to use you as a vessel for the kingdom of God. I certainly appreciate you on today, and I want you all to know I thank you, and I don't take it lightly. Your duties and responsibilities to ministry and the work that we're doing. So bless you on today. I thank God for you, and I want you to know you're greatly appreciated by this ministry and the family here at Restoration Foundation, Prophetic International Ministry. All right, Administrator Rita Bryan, I thank God for her It's been, wow, we had an 11-year ride. Administrator Brian, it's been 11 years.
Yes, sir.
Selling 11 years and counting. And we were just sharing a little bit today, talking about ministry and the work it takes to do what we do. And oftentimes, new faces come along, new faces are part of it. And we thank God for all that are a part of it. Because I tell you, without you, what we do today, just, we can't do it without the commitment and dedication of so many phenomenal people as yourself and those that are joining us. Those who are who receive the information from Administrator Brian, you can share it on your page, on your Facebook page, and share it so others can join us tonight. We still here every first and third Monday nights, because oftentimes we have to remind the people that we're every first and third Monday night. Sometimes people look back and they see that we are here and they miss it, that we are we own on first and third. So we hit every first and third Monday night, 7 o'clock p.m. And we want you to know that that's where we are. We're here every first and third Monday night. So we appreciate all of the ones who have followed us and know that we're still doing first and third Monday night. We haven't changed. We haven't went anywhere. So we thank God for you as well. Also, as I was saying, this is our 11th year. So we're riding high in 11 years to do what we have to do in the midst of the things that are going on in the world. God has graced us to continue to stay strong and steadfast through the storms and the rain and things that rage, and we're able to still be here, do what we do in the kingdom of God. So we thank you all for joining us. You can, like I said, you can share with others and let them know. You can grab it from Administrator Rita Bryant page as well. And join us for our Monday night prophetic experience. So come on in and join us. I had a 7 o'clock, those who were waiting for me at 7 o'clock this morning, please forgive me. I tell you, ministry, the work that we do is not an easy task. And that's why I say to people, pastors, our job and duty is to serve the people. And then we have the ministry side and the domestic side of it. And in ministry, it's a great work. It's a love. It's a great responsibility. It's a great duty. But the domestic side can be horrendous. And in knowing that the domestic side is horrendous, it's a lot of work behind all of the work that we do. And so we thank God for each and every one of you. But the duty is tremendous. It's a tremendous work. So we had not forgotten you. We had to shift for a quick second to take care of domestic stuff today. But we definitely back in action and appreciate your work and your labor, love, the great, powerful people of God. Amen. So we love you all, and we want you to know we're here for you, and we don't take you lightly. all right, let's go into let's talk about the vision. I'm going to talk about the vision of the prophetic conference last that was birthed out of the book of Habakkuk, chapter number 2, actually verse number 1, Habakkuk chapter number 2, verse number 1. And Habakkuk said, I will stand upon my watch, and I will set me upon the tower, and I will wait to see what the Lord would say unto me when I am reproved. That word means that I am ready. When I am ready. And that second verse said, and watch this now. It said, write the vision and make it plain. table that they may run that readeth it, that they may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall what? Speak, and it shall not die. So it tarry, wait for it, for it will surely come, and it will not tarry. The soul which is upright in him is not upright, but the just shall live by faith. Amen. The vision of this prophetic conference line over 11 years ago was established on Shep Court in Montgomery, Alabama, by seven people who went on a seven-day fast, sought the face of God, and started a 5 a.m. prayer. We prayed from 5 a.m. in the morning, every morning together. And it went into, I believe, 400 and some odd days of prayer, and it went from prayer to teaching. And that was Monday through Sunday, every single day for a year and a half. And we continued to move, but we started adding leaders to that. So we started training leaders and activating leaders to be part of it. And that's what we birthed out. We birthed out what we call our Lifeline Conference, came from that place. A Lifeline Conference, because there was life on the line. So from that, we established our Lifeline Conference that we have every year during the month of June. So we're looking forward to each and every one of you all joining us for the Lifeline Conference 2022 in the city of Harvey, Illinois. Looking to see many of you there for this awesome conference and event, a Lifeline Conference. And then we, through the Lifeline Conference, we enter governmental agreement. Certain states were involved. Alabama was involved. We received a letter from the governor of Alabama who welcomed us to the city for the conference. And so many lives were impacted for the conference. And then out of that was birthed the Family Value Conference that we have every year. And during that time, we had our birthday celebration, birth from that particular conference as well. And for the year, we had the birthday celebration. Now, for years, my administrator, Rita Bryant, will always say, let's give the people a chance to be a blessing to you. Because I came from a traditional holiness background, fourth generation. They don't even do it today. They don't have anniversary. They don't do church anniversary. They don't do church celebration. They don't do pastor appreciation. They don't do any of those things. So from that place, for a number of years, I absolutely refused to even go in that direction, to allow people to be a blessing to me or even have opportunity for people to sow into the ministry. It's just that being brought up in that way, I just felt I didn't want to do that to the people. But in learning from staff and administrator Brian Minnie, that we have to give people an opportunity to be a blessing and bless me. And so from that place, we started having a birthday celebration, which it took me a while to even wake up to want to even do that and allow people to do that. But prayer and pushing and priming, I finally said, okay, let's try and let's see if the people want to bless us. And people came through and said, hey, we want to be a blessing to you, Prophet Matthew. left the ministry. And so from that place, we have the birthday celebration every year. And then the third Sunday, which is Love Sunday, that was birthed from that place as well, too. And so many things that I didn't do or encourage to do because the work that we do, we allow the people to be a blessing. And so I didn't take a salary, have a salary or anything, but it was through that we were able to allow the people opportunity to be a blessing and bless the work that God has given us to do. And so from that place, we thank God for all of the kind people that feel that they wanted to be a blessing. I don't take the light. I thank you all so much for your support. All right. And out of that came many connections, sons and daughters and people from around the United States to support us. We've helped many families, and we've done many things from that. Someone probably said, well, why are you sharing this tonight, Prophet Matthew? I'm sharing it because, you know, we don't know who will wake up in the morning and who will stay asleep. And this time in my life is very pivotal to me. I value people when people didn't value themselves. I care for people when people didn't care for themselves. And I don't take it lightly this time in my life because of what I see and what I've experienced. Even from someone asked me the other day, Administrator Brian, when I was having a moment, I said, man, you know, I think about my mom because she made me think about something. And I could say this in a nice way. They had the decimated gall to say, man, why didn't you tell me? I said, if I told you, what would you have done? So if it takes people 15 seconds to pause to give them answer when I say that, it ain't worth it. Because immediately I would have said, hey, I would have been there for you. But if you got to pause for 15 seconds, anything after 5 to 10 seconds, when it comes to my family, and you can't give the answer, I don't waste time. But if death knock at your door and it happened to you, you don't have to worry about me taking 15 seconds to give your answer. Because love works in an inch of time, and a heart beats every second. So if your love can't work in an instant and your heart can't beat with me, then you would just really know me. And that's how I look at life right now. But I value life and people more than I ever did before. So I take this life serious, losing a great leader in 2020, losing an auntie 2 months ago, losing an uncle 5 months ago, 6 months ago, dealing with skiers, having a daughter that had COVID herself, and grandchildren too. So, but none of you would never know that because in ministry, we can't let people see us sweat. So my thing is to continue to do what I need to do for the people. But someone said something to me that was very pivotal. They said, would these people do what you do for them? Now I had to pause. I said, some would. And they said, let me ask you again. Would these people do what you do for them? And I had to get quiet. Because in a life where things are where they are, people value you based upon what they can get from you. There are people that value you because of your position. There are people that value you, and you never have to do anything for them. And there are people that is in your corner no matter what goes up or what goes down. They're not a lollipop, but they'll take somebody out in a pop on your behalf. So in life, you have to look at the frequencies of people, and you have to value them. And I said to this particular person, and I'll go on record on this, and I want everybody to think about that. You help those who will only help you. And somebody say, why? Because even a homeless man on the street who don't have nothing will still help you. So that was free right there. But see, it's not about what you don't have. It's about what you can give in spite of your condition, where you are at, and where you're in life. See, that's what life is all about, giving and being able to give. That's why I can receive. You know why I can receive, Apostle Simmons? Because my hand is always empty. Can I give out? Because there's nothing in my hand. I can give out because I always leave something in my pocket in case I'm in an emergency. So in life, I've learned the principle of what goes up must come down. The golden rule is do unto others as you would they do unto you. You reap what you sow. And guess what? What goes around, it comes right back around. And finally, people forgive, but those streets, they always remember. And so in life, categorically, you always want to treat people right. And when it comes to Judas, tell them, whatever you do, you better do it quickly. That's what you do. Whatever you do. And your Judas, whatever you do. And that's the things of life. The things of life. And the pivotal things of being who you are in ministry. This position, especially over the last 36 months, one organization lost over 400 pastors that left the earth land over the last 36 months. And then countless ministries and people have left, went on to be with the Lord. Then we have many of us who lost loved ones in position, and we still had to smile while we were crying. We still had to laugh while we were crying. Doing what we do in the midst of conflict. We have to do this 52 Sunday and 52 Tuesday. And in my case, I do it twice on Sunday, so that's 104 times. Come back, and we were doing it on Monday night, and then coming back on Tuesday and ministering the word. And to do it on the Wednesday, noonday prayer, and meet the needs of the people. So ministry is a horrendous responsibility. So watching from the social media platform and viewing from the pew, it may appear easy, but it's not. Because you got to change your shirt twice. You got to change your clothes 52 times in a year. Somebody see the same shirt you had on, say, yeah, that shirt, I saw that on 3 months ago, you know? So you have to be able to do that and still smile. You follow me? Because people, they critique you more than they even critique your message. So we have to be able to carry a persona outside the norm of anybody, to do what we have to do to change the lives of everybody, and then smile. And then the smile is actually real. And then you meet people, look at you and say, man, every time I see you, you're smiling. I don't know how you can do it. The question is, you can do it all the time if you're not moved by the agenda of people, but you're being moved by the presence of God. Because to do what we do, no one can define my smile. Sadness can't, pain can't, anguish can't, hurt can't. It's people that define our smile. You can smile in the midst of anything, but not tell them why you say it. Because people invest in sadness more than your smile. So I would rather smile and follow the scriptures that say laughter is a medicine. So even though the chaos may be there and the problem may be there and the challenge may be there and the pain may be there, my laughter is a medication to every attack that comes from every circle of the world. So wherever it comes from, my laughter becomes my medication for my life. And so I can smile through anything without anyone knowing it. Even the ones that are assigned to the purpose and the mandate of keeping confusion. And they don't even know it themselves. So we have to be able to pass our own tests and destiny that we created in the world for the lives of God's people. The work, and the ministry. So when you, I think Shirley C. was said, when you add it all up, the cost of real love is no child. Because it's really. But there's another side to that, because when you do what you do in ministry, it's a price you have to pay. And I used to hear my parents say, and their parents say, and their generation say, you get it on the other side. And I had to ask God a question some years ago, saying, what do we get on this side? He said, no, he had to give me a revelation. He said, your obedience is a down payment on this side for eternity on the other side. But your blessings is a down payment to prove to me that I'm moving on your behalf. That's why I want to bless you. So they didn't mean bad by what they said, because they rightfully so. But they're blessed on this side that we have to have, because God wants to prove to us and to the world that the kingdom of heaven must be blessed. And that's why Jesus had a tax collector with him everywhere he went, which is Matthew. He had a businessman, which is Mark. He had a fighter that'll cuss you out in a minute, which was Peter. He had a doubter who doubted everything he did was Tommy. He had Bartholomew, who was just there for the ride. So he had a team, and Nathaniel that was there. See, he had a team. So you're going to have those who are part of your team in one of those mathematical equations. And guess what? They're going to be your assignment along the way. Yeah. So the one that fight for you, you have to tell them, hold on. And then they might get in front of a million people and the pressure's up and say, I don't even know him. But you still got to love him anyway. That's part of it. So in that we do what we do, in this kingdom, in this journey, I just thank God for excuse me, waking up and still having the ability to have my faculties my spirit, my mind, and my heart to do what we do in the midst of a world that the mental capacity of ups and downs, ins and outs, mood swings, challenges, promises made, commitments and dedication, putting you out there to make choices and decisions with ministry and find out 2 weeks later they can't keep none of their promises and everything is left in your hand to handle it and you left weeping and crying, God, but they said it. And you have to handle that yourself because their ideas were to do it. Don't do something successful because everybody won't in. But don't do something that is not a failure, but it didn't go out the way you went. They'll say, I told you so. And all the time, they're the one that led the charge, but you end up paying it with your credit card. That's for free. you had to pay it with your credit card. Because, see, they started off, and they backed out at the last minute. But you still have to love them nonetheless. And this that we do, it's all part of the vision. So the vision of this prophetic conference line is to communicate the life of God to the people and change the world with one touch of the dialing of the phone and to become a voice of healing, reconciliation, and strength to a generation that have lost touch with church business as usual and are in need of kingdom leaders at heart that would allow them to become open to communicate their heart about any forces that will force them from seeing God as holy in his promise for the total person. And the mission of that is through teaching them, training them, prophesying, and activating the fight of God within the person. That's the mission and the vision of this prophetic conference now. So 11 years in counting to do what we have to do. From a basement of a house to the front living room of a house to exiting out to having a building. And all the time knowing that there's a bounty on your head. Isn't it interesting? And then when you even persevere through all of those and you finally get to a place where you sacrifice all, my son Antoine Lawson, in giving of yourself, and then jealousy become cruel as the grave. And their ministry can be double your size. Their building can be 10 times your size. Five. And a spirit of jealousy will rise up in people. Oh, and you still have to love them in spite of who they are. Now, that's two types of people. So you have to be very careful in your language usage as it relates to the alphabet of terminology. Because you have people that are jealous, and then you have people that are insecure. And you got to be very careful because people that are jealous, you don't know them because it's cruel as a grave. That means they're at the graveyard trying to bury your destiny while keeping their own damage. Now, the ones that are insecure, they don't want people close to you. Because they won't do it, but they definitely don't want nobody to do the same thing. And they want to stay close to you, only to cover you and smother you, so nobody else can see you, love you, and push you. So you got to understand the difference. Now, they ain't going to do nothing bad, but they surely ain't going to let nobody else do it greater than them. So you got to understand insecurity and jealousy. Two different categories. Then you have those who are famous for keeping a promise. It's called a contract, not a covenant. And you know they ain't going to keep the promise. You know why? Because they'll let you know in your face, I'm not going to do you like everybody else do you. You can guarantee that. So how do you know other people done me wrong first? How do you know? Well, I just know you've been through a lot. No, you suspicious. You're not discerning. See, most people who are successful in ministry with you, you don't have to give them the definition. Your life becomes the destiny of the definition. So you won't have to worry about that. And those who are secure around you, let me share this with leaders. Those people who are secure around you that are leaders, you can guarantee they don't necessarily have to come and tell me anything. Because you know what they do? They'll shut it down before it ever gets to my ear. But when they know you, they don't really have to tell you anything. But they're going to handle it themselves. See, they don't have to run and say, well, Prophet Matthew, no. They say, look, let me tell you something. The Prophet Matthew that I know and the person that I sit down with, let me explain it to you. See, when you get people like that, then you cut out the middleman. But see, you make that person behave because, see, they can't get to you. But then you have those who wants to hear stuff. And they're on a journey because they want to hear something so they can come back and say, well, you know, I heard that. What'd you hear? Oh, I just did it. I said, come on, tell me. What'd you hear? Yeah, but I didn't believe it. Okay, so why are you bringing it to me? Did you talk to him? Nah, I didn't want to say that. Okay, but you want the gospel. You deserve what I said. I said you want the gospel. Really, I'm trying to say the gospel. But good people, they'll shut it down and kill it right there. Be like, man of God, da 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 da. I said, thank you. You did. You and that's the power of what you do with people. And then you're gonna always have those in your life that will always be a thorn in your side. They're assigned to be that because they push you to new places to do. And they're there specifically in detail to push you. And I thank God for them. Know your atmosphere. We're in a powerful window right now. I told people after February 5th, buckle your seatbelt up and watch what's prepared to be launched in the lane. But while people are worrying about the COVID statistic and the Delta variant and the stealth variants and all of those things, keep your seatbelt buckle. I was sharing with somebody today. This is deep. That's going to bless somebody. Right now, in the fivefold ministry, right now, a critical position in the fivefold ministry right now that's under tremendous pressure is the pastoral position. Because we're in a time, the pastoral position is so heavy because what that individual has to deal with as it relates to the congregation coming to a facility or not coming to the facility, public safety, the health of the people, trying to meet the needs of the people. That's the highest stress in the fivefold ministry. If they're going to come or not, those who are connected in those areas. So those are the very pivotal positions right now. And that requires a solid team, because you gotta, when you walk in your church on a Sunday, you gotta understand the risk you're taking statistically, because you don't know if that person is coming in with a sickness, with an infirmity, and you have to deal with it. The personality, the stress, and this is going to blow a lot of people's mind. You don't even know on that Sunday morning how many different churches they went to or how many different ears that got their ear before you get them on a Sunday. So what you got to do, when you feel the pressure that's coming off of your body, the virtue being pulled, is being pulled because they've been in every other arena. They've been ate at every table. And when it comes to your table, it's a hard thing because you have to receive them and refuel them, and you have to regurgitate them and get the poison out of them so that they can try to live again. And don't be a domestic pastor who have to do a work all week and then you have to come and preach a powerful word on a Sunday and they done ate at everybody's table and they won't jump up and celebrate yours because they're full of the mess from another person's table that they can't even move because they're trying to get the mess out of them from a false prophecy, just being invited to places, the stress on them, all the other stuff they didn't pour. And they come in on your Sunday, and they want you to pull all the mess out of them, and they won't even buy a roll of toilet paper to clean it up. Y'all ain't ready for me today. You ain't ready for me? You ain't ready for me. Because you got to deal with that. So the pastoral duty is surrender. Surrender. Yeah. Then the second one is the teacher. The teacher is the most powerful position of the fivefold right now. It's even more powerful than the prophetic. The prophetic is very powerful, depends on who you have, but the teacher is very pivotal right now because feeding capacity and the hunger that people are searching for. We had two young men came to our church yesterday, sat down with Elder. I don't know if my Elder Hunter, if you're on this, I'll meet you later, let me know you're on. We sat in my office with them. I put them on Facebook. They're both 20-year-old young men. One didn't want to be in church anymore. What he thought about church was nothing. But look at the impact of their lives. One, the other young man, he was blown away by the word. He blessed me. And it was just a blessing from that capacity. I'm saying God, hearing them out to say how they were blessed by the word and seeing the word of God different than it ever been in their lives. So it makes me feel, wow, God, thank you. We're in the midst of all that's going on, we can thank the Lord for what he's doing. I even told the Lord, I pray, you know what I pray? I pray this, Apostle Simmons, Evangelist Wilkes. I said, Lord, you don't have to send millionaires. I prophesy millionaires among us. And you know what? This is deep. Because, you know, when you're on this fast, God will talk to you. He said, Prophet, I'm using the term to you all, but he called me Lorraine. He said, Lorraine, if I made some of the people mean that they'll backslide. Hmm? And like you hear a voice, you'd be like, huh? Yeah, because they ain't going to do it. They'll leave me for the money. Wow. And the Lord, bless the ones in the church to be millionaires that they can bless. I just said, Lord, bless right among us. Sing right among us. Make a millionaire right among us. The big gift inside, willingness. We got millionaires among us, Lord. Make a millionaire. Send the wealth. Bless them. That's powerful. You told me one more thing about some, but I won't. I'll leave that for a private session with a couple of who really want to know the deal. But people are blessed God for. So I believe that teacher anointing is very powerful, right? Because the teacher is getting ready, and the teacher is breaking down things from a ministry and a revelational standpoint so the people can get it and they can eat it. Because right now the world is full of the sound, and the teacher has to make sure that you don't keep putting a comma where you should put a period at, and a conjunction, and an adjective, and a preposition, and an adverb, you know, in right places. But some people got a period where a comma is, and they got a comma where a period is. So you have to be able to know that the teacher anointing, that teacher is very pivotal right now to ministry, because they hear every sound and wave of doctrine. That's why we got confusion in the world right now, because everybody is hearing what somebody's opinion is, and they're calling it the word of God. No, it's their opinion. You got to be able to hear what the Lord is saying. So when you teach it, that's why I tell people, go Google this. You know, open up, when I break it down, I break it down so they can understand it. I told the people last Tuesday, I believe we were teaching in the church. You know, I was there to Facebook Live. Y'all can see it. I said, all right. Now, next week I want y'all to come in here with your Bible. At least come in with your iPad. Come in with your iPad or something. Now, you got to follow me. I want you to just sit. I want you to just sit and let Prophet Matthew teach you, talk to you. No, I want you to follow me with the word of God. You get that verse? Get right there. Stay in that verse. Follow me each sentence so you can be taught. In my life right now, I'm investing in those who want the oil of my life. I'm investing. You know, I'm investing. I'm in a season of investing in people. And I don't beg nobody to stay. I don't encourage anybody to stay, because I only want those that understand my frequency, celebrate my sound, and want to follow the purpose of God that he gave me through his destiny for my life to bless God's people. Ask questions, feel free, challenge the question. And in ministry, Elijah, when he moved, he told Elisha, stay here. I'm on my way to Gilgal. And he said, as I live and my soul living, I'm not going to leave you. He didn't go back and say, Elijah, where you at? No. He told Gehazi, don't go back and mess with the money now. We're giving that to them first. So Gehazi went back behind his back and he said, now, what is this thing that you did? Because, see, when you got your leader spirit, he knows. He knows you. He knows what you're doing. See, that's the power of God. Yeah. If you connected to a ministry and a leader knows his congregation, you might not tell me anything, but just your connection to me covering you, I don't know if it's the front, back, sideways, I can pick it up. You can pick up your congregation. I don't know if any other pastor do that. You can pick up your members. You can pick it up. You can tell when something is wrong and not wrong. Then you know how to pray. You know how to go in before God. You know how to call at the right time. And then you leave the door open. And then they'll say, you know, I want to share this with your pastor. I need you to believe God for me. And you have to be that type of pastor for the people. Go back to the teacher. That teacher right now has to be able to be so solid, their hermeneutic and homiletic. They have to be so proficient in the principle of interpreting the scripture, that's hermeneutic. And in homiletics, is more regarded as the art of the science of preaching. so that people can understand the word of God with clarity and break it down so they can understand. They can tap in with a little philosophy. I used a little bit of Aristotle and Plato and how they used the power of thought to introduce the people. So I broke it down to how the thoughts of God move over the heart of man to teach the people to understand the word of God. Then you can tap into theology. That's the that means the divine will of God, the study of the divine will of God. Partiality, which really means the study of sin, or what we call missing the mark. You know, missing the mark. Eschatology is a little different because it deals with end time, end of a world, end of an age. Angelology, you're able to share it because you're studying, you're learning how angels operate in services and atmosphere. And demonology, just keep watching your Judas. You'll get a whole full class of it by yourself. But no, in reality, demonology, you learn that through understanding the influence and the pressure of your own battles within. Are you able to overcome them and conquer them through your obedience, and those spirits will manifest themselves. So you'll know the ways and the means of the direction. Then, soteriology is the study of salvation, how you walk, breathe, and live. And then your life is an example. And then you can introduce the people to God by your life. You have to carry your Bible all the time. Just be an example. And they'll say, man, something about you that's so deep. Then you open it up and say, no, it ain't just that deep. It's just that serious. And then you can share with them the God that you serve. But you do it with love. Because through this pandemic, a lot of people asking the question, even saved, sanctified, sealed with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost, fire baptized with the evidence of speaking in tongues, still asking the question. But they won't tell you, Lord, why did this happen? All these people leaving here. How's all this happened? How you letting it happen? See, that's the part of pastoring that people don't. So we saying, God, Lord. But we have to be able to give people an answer to what's going on in the land. Why did I get laid off on my job? And I'm faithful to your church. And I'm being dedicated. So why? And I'm following your instruction. You said, don't take the shot. And now I'm laid off. Or you follow my thing? Because these are all the things that leaders have to do. So the duty of pastoring is ain't an easy place. To wage war, and then you trust in God and say, well, I trust you. You told me I just have to believe God, and I do. So how is God going to lay me off of my job, and now I can't provide for my family? See, these are the questions about life and ministry that you don't see. By you jumping on the pew and doing cartwheels and doing all the great things and feeling some type of way because I didn't say hello to you and you don't even know the tremendous stress that I'm under. You follow what I'm saying. You get up there. After you didn't even see me. And while I'm talking to you, somebody is talking when I'm looking at you, somebody is whispering in my ear. You follow what I'm saying? So you're doing all of those things and then they getting mad. I know he saw me. He acted like he didn't see me. You follow what I'm saying? These are all the things because they're in their feelings. And guess what? Most of their feelings have nothing to do with you. You become a victim of their issues because they wanted you to be the solution of their sin. Can I go deeper? and the problem that they created, the issue that they established, the things that they've done, the mouth that they opened, the position that they put themselves in. So they come to you to soothe it out from you. So if you don't look at them, then they got a problem with that. But you got to remember, you still dealing with your case called consequences. And people don't want to deal with their consequences. Easy to say, Prophet Matthew's not looking at you. And at my age, really sometimes I can't see the people because I need some glasses. You look there. Did you leave a message for me? No. Oh, okay. Well, you must have not been at a board. But you follow what I'm saying? Because the prophetic hat requires a different type of dynamic because they call you have to be more in a place of solitude. So if you're a domestic pastor or a domestic type of person, you got to be more in the face of God than on a phone or in the face of a people. Because that requires a type of deepness of God because you got to go into intercession so God can reveal to you in that place. And that sacrifice, labor, and love to tap into that mind will of God so you can come out and release an accurate word on the people. That requires you to go to put the table back. Get off of that table. Leave that table alone. In other words, you got to fast and pray and get before the Lord and shut it down so you can hear from God. And that's what it is, because you got to hear from God. A little tougher for the pastor that's married because you're competing with him from God, and he or she who want to love you or lay with you. You follow that's your mate. And that's okay. Because, see, God ain't going to get mad at you. He ain't going to be mad at you. Because, see, sometimes people get beat. You know, God ain't never mad at you if you spending time with your mate. He ain't going to be mad at you. Oh, I didn't give God my time. Oh, Lord, you mad at me. I ain't mad at you. That's your wife. That's your boo. That's your honey bun. That's your sweetheart. That's your sugar plum. That's your teddy bear. God don't get mad while we sitting there going deep. God ain't going. He's not mad at you when you take time with your family. And I try to tell people, he's not going to get angry. He ain't going to get there and say, I'm going to whoop you. Let me give you a whooping because you spend time with your man. But no, that ain't the type of God we serve. He said it in the word. When you're single, you care for the thing of him that it may please him. When you get married, you care for the thing of the world that it may please your mate. So get married. Paul talked about that. He let you know. So it's going to be okay. Don't take your him or her, get some ice cream, enjoy yourself. Bone out and chill. I say some else, but then all the things will be deep on here, but, you know, that y'all business. You know, I'll leave right there. Luther said, he's right there. He's right there. So you got to enjoy that. But the pastoral part is a very touchy thing now because you have to make very critical choices and decisions as it relates to the life of people, life altering, especially now. I had a meeting today in my office on my off day. A gentleman called me from another state wanting my opinion about an operation he has to have and what he needs to do. And I tried to give him a little knowledge of it, what he should do concerning this particular matter. I gave him my advice and counsel and prayed for him. I don't have a church home. God is his covering, he said. But he listened to me and he followed us on social media. No, bless the Lord. So you got those that want a word from you, but they won't come under you. They won't go under nobody else. And God's his covering. So what do you do? keep on doing what you do for the kingdom. And touch the lives of God's people. That's the duty and the responsibility of ministry and the work that it takes and the value that you give of yourself in the kingdom of God and to the lives of people. That prophetic, what that prophetic is something else, because you have to be able to go into the mind of God, petition God to give you information and data concerning the lives of people to bring them an accurate word to their lives, to their home, to their destiny, to change and alter the course of where they're going, whether by their disobedience or waiting on you, the Lord, or trusting God. So we have to go into a place with God and ask God to release to us data and codes of people's lives centuries before they even knew they existed, to go inside and release them out of generational bondage and spells and curses and bloodline issues and trauma, to tell them exactly what God is saying to their life right now. And risk, now watch this, people of God, and risk going into their mind without picking up their spirit and causing tension in your own life, to release a word from the Lord to them while all of the monitoring spirits, the chanter, the whisper, the Chaldean, the sorcerer, demonic spirits, Nephilim, which are called fallen in the Greek, are all on the bounty of your mind, trying to snatch every word that you're saying away. Isn't that interesting? We're going to take you deeper. And while you're prophesying accurate words, the spirit is chanting behind you, you're a liar, and questioning you about your prophetic word. And you got an accurate word confusing you while you were talking and making you say, are you sure that's what it is? You don't know, that ain't God. You might be lying. You see, you got to do all those soothe little voices while you're giving a word out. So you prophesy an exact word. So you pick it up in the spiritual realm, a word that you've given somebody life, and you've given a precise word, and all of those spirits behind you chanting, whispering, talking crazy to your brain, to your mind, making you question yourself. Even while you're giving a word, you questioning yourself. Lord, I just hope this is right. And then he gives you an exact word, hits it on target, blueprint of the word Mother Thelma sent me. And after you're done, here you are, got a hater don't come behind you and hate on you because they don't have that prophetic accuracy. You follow what I'm saying? And they don't like you. And you're not their prophet. You get them there. These are the stuff. Okay, now let me just talk about media. Let me talk about media. Because I ain't going to mess with nobody else. I'm going to share with you all my spirit. And you give them exact words. And when you're talking about the doubters, that doubting what you said, because they don't believe that you're the prophet for the people, because they didn't tap into the spirit. You know what I'm saying? So what you got to do, you got to tap into the spirit realm, Administrator Rick DeBryan, where their faith level is not there. So what you have to do in your spiritual persona, you got to break through the fear realm and connect faith to your realm and snatch it out of their realm and speak it and decree it and declare it, while the chanters and the whispers and the child there and all of the ancient spirits in that region, in that neighborhood, are fighting you at all the time. And you want to take you deeper? Don't be a prophet that's going into a city and you know all the prophets that are there and the pastors and all of these pastors who are upset that you're going to draw from their members going to come. and they're going to get a word. They're going to get a word. You're not after them, but they're so upset with the pastor that invited you to come. They're mad at the pastor that invited you to come, so they're sending out what we call pathetic venom in the atmosphere, hoping people don't come. And you got to walk into that atmosphere and pick up all of that drama and all of that stress and still minister a word from the Lord. And people have the audacity to go. Listen to me. The audacity to go. You want me to? Now, somebody's going to get mad, but you'll get over it. They give you a $10 seat and a $5 seat. Now, why you go there? Your mind is there. That's why I went there. But you tap all the way in. You follow what I'm saying? And you have to war and jump on a plane and come back and watch that demon stand at your door while you resting and you sleep saying, I ain't going to deal with you today now. Get a bone out of here. Come on. And you got to get that one out of here because I can't. I don't have the energy. And don't be a domestic pastor because even you got to come back to your own congregation and give them a fresh word from the Lord and preach it far greater than they ever have. And guess what? They'll tolerate you, and they won't even celebrate you. Yeah, the ministry. And Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry, our local church, is getting rhema word. I'm talking about fresh rhema word. See, where everybody at the restaurant on a Friday, on a Saturday night, and enjoying their day and doing with it. My head is in my book. I'm opening up that book, looking at that, trying to make sure the Greeks come connected to this chapter and tapping into the mind of God, getting frustrated because my spiritual leader is gone. So I said, man, I usually ask him the question. So let me see how I'm going to do this. Okay, God, you got to reveal to me. With this, do this, go with this. And then God will blow the pages over to another page. I'm like, wow, I was just looking for that. You ever been like that? You know, you see your pages in your Bible blow. You be like, what? And then you're like, that's what I was looking for. Right? And you know a number of the angels feather wing to hit it over. You're like, what? I said, there it is right there. See, God is so powerful. And then you catch it to that message. You done with it. You complete it. Then you get down with it, and you die. And then here you are. Here you are. All of this powerful message, a phenomenal message, Apostle Simeon, to the key. All of a sudden, you want to love somebody, and you want somebody to love you. And that's interesting. Top notch, touching the world. And then you got to. See, people won't talk to you like this thing. They ain't going to talk to you like this. But I'm going to talk to real people. I'm talking to real people. And then you got that rhema word, powerful word from the Lord. Right there. It's going to touch the life. I'm going to right there. And you still turn to that human. Look at that, a human being. He said, wow. He took you all the way to the mountain, connected the dots, scripture, created the hermeneutics, established the topic, put a body to it, put an ending to it. It's a creative mechanism, mastered it together, made it a word. And after it's all done, you're human again. And then everybody thinks you're a Martian. Isn't that interesting? Think you're a Martian. And in my case, I got to do two. So I got to do twice on Sunday. So I got to work extra hard. I call it my prophetic hat trick out. Let me pull it out. Pull it out. Okay, let me do that. Okay, that'll work. Then pull that one up. Okay, that'll work too. So you set it up and you set it and make it ready. And don't get in the wind of the supernatural, because on a Sunday, he'll just take you in. He worked you all night long, got two powerful messages, and then you don't even teach none of the messages, and you prophesy through the whole entire church, through the whole service, and prophesy through, and you got the two messages sit there. And then you're like, wow, I done worked all night to get this message for the people, and the Holy Ghost took me in the wrong, the Holy Ghost took me in another direction. You're like, man, God, you something else. And then God is so creative. The two messages you got, he won't even let you preach it the next Sunday. You have to hold off on it, and you start a new message. And then eventually, when you travel, he takes that message that made 2 months old and use it and become a right now rhema word for that congregation. And you'd be like, Lord, so I don't even challenge, Lord, you know, Lord, whatever your will is, whatever you want me to do, don't do it without me. Whatever you want me to do, just don't do it without me. And here, have that message at the right time, the right day, the right hour, the right season, and you're blessed, God's people. Amen. He'll do it, I'm telling you. And you'd be like, I didn't work hard. And then he'll, and God is so awesome. He'll wink at you. He'll wink at you. He'll give you that wink. Be good. Be that good. Amen. All right. Just wanted to talk to the saints tonight about leadership. I'm not going to deal with the office of the apostle. That's a, that's foundational one a little bit more in the critiquing of creativity. Not that I can't do it on today. I just want to pause and just open up the line. If you have a question for me, if you do. Now, I want to say this. If people don't ask a question tonight, I don't want nobody sitting in the back saying, well, I didn't ask a question. Because I believe like this, a great teacher, if people don't ask questions, it's accredited to you because of your ability to break the word down. And if people do ask a question, it's okay as well, too, because you're taking them to a deeper place to understand what you were saying, so that their creativity can take them to the next level of their growth and development. So I learned as a teacher, actually a high school teacher, and then a teacher in the ministry, I don't worry when people don't say anything. That's not a problem at all. It's a credit to your greatness and your ability to be able to be creative in your message. So that's a good thing. Especially if you see people writing things down and taking notes, and then they come back later, or you go to social media and you see a comment on there that, oh, Father Matthew said, then they put the name down. Oh, they were there. They got it. And it's an exciting time. So it excites me to see people ask questions, which is good. And if they don't ask questions, it's good too, because that means they got it, or they still trying to exegete of what I said before they release it or ask the question. No question is a dumb question. If you ask a question, it's a great time and a great question. So I just believe that when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. Yeah. And she will. And we'll give you what you need to be able to do what you do in ministry. Yeah. And then the question is, at what risk, this is another one for later. So in the name of God, or in the name of ministry, I put it, what are you willing to risk in the name of ministry? Because there's a lot of people that do ministry in the name of the risk. A first lady, the husband, the children, their life, their job, their career, the stress. So, and some people lose mates in the name of ministry. So what are you willing to give to do what you do in the kingdom of God? And see, this work we do is higher than the president of the United States. It's higher than all of those other great distinguished offices that people look at and say. It's a great work on earth while you still try to maintain heaven. You can put that on your Facebook. It's a great work on earth while you're still trying to maintain heaven. That'll bless somebody. All right. What I'm going to do, I'm going to open up the line. So if you have a question for me or a comment, if you're on the blog side over there listening in, bless you for thanking God for those who are up over in those foreign countries at night joining us. We bless the Lord for you all. Thank you, Trinidad, those in Trinidad that are joining us. The Bahamas, bless you on today for joining us. Some of Jamaica, bless you as well. Thank God for you and you on today. And we thank God for Sierra Leone and those over in Paris. You know, that's 7 hours ahead of us. So, you know, it's 8:42 now, 9, 10, 11, 12, 1, 2, 3, 3:42 over there. So we thank God for you. All right, Administrator Brian, if there are any questions or comments from the people over there, Administrator Brian, that you have for Kingdom Leader?
No, sir, not at this time. All lines are for my debit check. All lines are clear at this time.
All right. We're praying for her sister, Sister Margaret. Administrator Richard Bryan, Sister Margaret.
Amen.
You want to give us a report of her?
Yes, sir. She was taken into the hospital on Saturday in reference to a blood clot. They did some surgery on one of her legs, and they're talking about amputation. But we're believing God that that's not going to be the case. So we'll know more on tomorrow. We solicit your prayers. Her name is Margaret Bryant Cooper in Shelby Hospital in Birmingham, Alabama.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, some of the stuff I share with you tonight is only preview of what we will talk about when we head to the city of Hampton, Virginia, Newport News. We'll be sharing and talking. So if you haven't registered for the conference there in Hampton, Virginia, Newport News, Restoration Truth Ministry, Apostle Maurice and Prophet Eugene Chief, you want to do that so you can register. We'd love to see you there in the conference, the 19th and the 20th. Look to see you there for the event. Now, we know no little kids can be in there, y'all. We got to put them over in the other room for mature audience ears. You follow me? What's love, empowerment, conference. Now, Sunday service, they come on in. Conference party. It's going to be good. Now, it's whatever they do. That we're gonna be, because let this generation tell, a lot of them know more than some of the grown people. You follow me? They can probably teach some of us some of the stuff that's going on in the world. That's serious. They know a whole lot of the anatomy and physical anatomy and things like that. But, so, register. Costs $30. Lunch is included in that, too. That's a good price with the economy like it is, because I'm doing some conferences. Even I'm paying $300, that's what they're doing right there. So I'm paying $200. And some of the other ones that I've been involved in. So, but everything, the cost of living is going up. But the cost of living for the church pastor and leader is going down. And really, it should be up to. But people just don't put the value in that leader. You have to invest in your great leader. If she or she is blessing you with the way they're blessing you and doing you the way they're doing you. Yeah. That should be a priority, though. I celebrate the great man. Thank God. for you. I'm just blessed. All right, questions, comments for me? Administrative Brian, if you could put the commercial in, and when we come right back, we're going to unmute your line, or we can unmute your line. You'll hit star six and come on in and ask us questions or make a comment. If you do, you know, kind of be brief, but I hope this is able to help you out along the way. Administrative Brian, we're going to take a commercial. We'll be right back.
Join Prophet Laron Matthews every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. and on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. for Facebook Live. Also, you can join Prophet throughout the week with Drive By with the Prophet for a powerful prophetic word from the Lord. You can go to Laron Matthews on Facebook and Laron Matthews Ministries and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Inc. on Facebook Live. We look forward to seeing you on Facebook Live with Dr. Prophet Laron Matthews.
Times are subject to change depending upon the availability of Dr. Prophet Laron Matthews.
The new book is coming soon. The latest from Dr. Prophet Laron Matthews.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The new book is coming soon. Written by Dr. Laron Matthews, PhD.
Get ready to have your spirit lifted and your soul rejuvenated.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her. By Dr. Laron Matthews, PhD. Stay tuned for the book release date and information on how to purchase your copy. Coming soon.
Coming soon.
Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.werestoreyou.org. That's werestoretheletteru.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. All right, people of God, if you have a question or comment tonight, I'm going to give you opportunity to do that. Now, I think I said something about, I think it was like 4 years ago, 5 years ago. A lot of things we do now, because we have shifted a lot over the last couple of years. I think the pandemic shifted a lot of ministries over the last several years, but things are changing. The dichotomy of the land is changing, and the pace setters and trend setters are shifting. So a lot of things that used to happen is not happening. A lot of leaders that people wanted to ask questions, you know, have no luxury anymore because of scheduling. But we thank God we still have that opportunity to do that. So if you have a question for us tonight, or for me tonight, I want to give you the opportunity to do that. Hit star six on your phone, come in. If you have a praise report that you would like to give, something the Lord did, something you see, I'm going to give you the opportunity. So nobody's on the blog side. Administrative Brian said that, but they're still there. Why? But if you're on the conference line, amen. Star six and come on in if you have a question or a comment for me. I won't tarry long. So if you have that question or comment, please feel free to come on at this time. Amen. Anybody got a quick question or comment for me? Hallelujah. Nobody. All right, great people of God. I'm glad people were able to receive today and be blessed on tonight. We thank you so much for your coming. Don't forget, tomorrow morning, 5 a.m., there's another great kingdom-minded leader that will come and touch the lives of the people of God with a word from the Lord. So we're looking forward to that on tomorrow. Those great vessels that will come and bless God's people on tonight. We thank God for you all on tonight. Great men and women of God. like I said, once again, don't forget to register for those conferences that are coming up. They're going to be awesome conferences. And we're looking forward to you and you. Then we're heading to, after Hampton, Virginia, Newport News, we're heading to, what are the other cities administrated by? No, oh, wait, hold on real quick. Did I tell people to get Star 6? You get Star 6 to come in. I'm sorry. If you didn't hear me, you can hit Star 6 and come in if you have a question or comment. I'm sorry. I just wanted to make sure. One on your dial if you blog. Star 6 on the conference now. I just want to make sure. Because sometimes people say, you didn't tell us that we were first time listening. Okay. 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 Come on in a minute.
Dates and locations, February 19th and February 20th, Restoration of Peace and Unity, Love Empowerment Conference. Location at the Hilton Garden Inn at 180 Regal Way in Newport News, Virginia. There's a registration fee of $30 for February 19th at 12 o'clock. They're having a brunch and a book signing. The RSVP deadline is February the 15th, $30 registration fee. For more information, please call 757-817-1226, 757-817-1226. March 25th through the 27th is Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries Church Celebration. That's March 25th through the 27th, April the 7th, the Destiny Helpers Conference, Gary Moore Ministries, Williamsburg, New Jersey, April the 9th, Piero, Arizona, May 15th, Baltimore, Maryland, and May 28th through May 29th, the Ark Family Fellowship Church Conference, Marion, South Carolina. There's a $65 registration fee there as well. The registration is open to register for the conference. If you desire for Dr. Matthews to be the guest speaker conference, Prophetic Summit, or your revival, please give us a call at 877-912-2027, or you can email us at LaronMatthewsMinistries@gmail.com. You can text us at 334-440-6152. God bless you, man of God.
God bless you as well, Administrator Rick and Brian. Thank you so much. Well, thanks to God, pretty much. Good to see a couple of the kingdom leaders that are on, a couple of sons and daughters in the gospel joining us tonight. Good to see Brother Antoine from Michigan. Good to have you on, Antoine, tonight. Bless you on tonight. Good to have you to be with us. Excited about what the Lord is doing with you and for you on tonight. Appreciate you. You want to come in and say something? Hit Star 6 and come on in. You wanted to say something real quickly? If not, it's okay. Well, we bless you anyway. Thank God for you. You're probably on your job, so bless the Lord. All right. United States. Chicago, Indiana, New York, Texas, Virginia, West Virginia, South Carolina, North Carolina, California, Nevada, Iowa, Indiana, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Nevada, Washington State, Washington, D.C., Maryland, New Jersey, Delaware, Ohio, the Lord for all of you there. We appreciate you all. Alabama, Texas, Florida, Louisiana, bless you all as well. I mean, on Tennessee, Arkansas, Arizona, did I say that? I think I did. New Mexico, bless you all as well. There in those different cities. Missouri there, bless Missouri there. Kansas City, bless you all as well. Too. We appreciate it. Pastor Sherry and Curtis Johnson. Bless you all, ministry, people of God. We're excited about you all. Evangelist Gwen Marshall. What is the Lord saying, woman of God?
Hello to everyone. I'm at work. I'm just trying to...
Prophet LaRon Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers.
Hold on.
I apologize.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, woman. It's all right. Go ahead, Mandy Marshall. You were trying to say something. I know she's done her job there. Well, we bless you, Evangelist Gwen Marshall. We appreciate you on today. Yeah. That was a little touch-glitch there.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you, Evangelist Marshall.
Oh, okay. I was just saying I enjoyed everything tonight. Yes, I'm at work. I'm sneaking on the phone. But I'm glad to be on and listen in. I just encourage everyone to keep coming on morning, noon, night, and just grow, and take advantage of, you know, what God has presented for us as an opportunity on this platform, because we are just so blessed to be a part of this and allow God to move in us and through us and for us at this time. God bless you all. Thank you, Dr. Matthews, for the opportunity to say hello.
You're welcome. Thank you, too. We appreciate you, Evangelist Gwen Marshall. We thank God for you. All right. Elder Hunter. Would Elder Hunter join me tonight? I know he's been working hard. One of my elders just been. He's been working real hard today. He's been on all sides of the town, handling the business. Thank God for Elder Hunter on today. Bless him on today. And some of the other ones, we appreciate you all as well. Now, yesterday, we had a powerful time at our local church, Restoration, just Foundation Prophetic International Ministry. We just had a beautiful time in our service. God just really moved. And I know a lot of services, those who were active, I know it had to be a powerful atmosphere globally. Something was happening on yesterday in these services. So they were blessing people. We thank God for our partner on today. And God, Sister Tamika, bless you there as well. The Lord is doing there in your region, your city. Amen.
Hey, Prophet. Amen.
Bless you on
hey,
today.
Hey, Prophet LaRon. Hey, I just
bless
wanted
you.
To say to everybody, for even for the new people who are on here and the people who have been on here, you know how much of a blessing it is to be on here. And like Gwen Marshall said, take advantage of the knowledge that Prophet LaRon has. He has a lot of knowledge, and he is willing to give it to you. There's a lot of people who you got to pay for it. He's like, no, I'm giving it to you freely. This is for free. Now, if you want to give to my ministry, that's all good, but this is for free. So we definitely need to take advantage of that. And give to the ministry. That's supposed to support, you know, the ministry that you're under. And then also just whoever you're being fed, you know, whoever's giving you the word that is allowing you to grow and to be a better child of God than you were yesterday. So I'm all for it. He's done nothing but transform my life just by his teachings, the teachings first. The prophecy, and then just being a pastor and just reading the word and just teaching us and showing us, kind of giving us like a footprint of like how to go about certain things that we did not know how to do, that we have learned through him, how to deal with certain situations, how to pray, how to fast, how to believe God, even when it's hard. So I'm just blessed by this ministry. So I just wanted to tell everybody, share it with other people. Share it with other people because a lot of people need this type of healing and deliverance. So I just wanted to say this is just an amazing prayer line and just an amazing ministry, RSPIM, period. So that's all I wanted to say. And a lot of people that I've brought in with me, they have all, every last one of them have been blessed by this ministry, every last one of them. Even the people who were listening on the outside while we were on the phone listening in were being blessed at the same time. So I just wanted to say this is definitely a blessing to be a part of the ministry. So you, Prophet Ron Matthews, and Administrator Bryant and Mother Sydney, and Pastor Simmons and his wife, everybody that is a part of it has been a blessing. So I thank you guys.
Amen. Thank you, Mika. Amen. Amen. All right. Well, we thank God for the praise the boy. Amen. Amen. We bless the Lord.
Good afternoon, Prophet. This is Denise. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Oh, praise God. Thank you. I just wanted to say thank you for sharing with us tonight. It was very enlightening. You're sharing about ministry and the different things that you are dealing with and have to go through. And it was like when I saw you yesterday, when I talked to you for a few minutes, I saw like when they say you set your face like a flint, I could see you have been like in warfare. I was like, wow. So it's like you have to prepare yourself for what you're doing. And I just saw that briefly. But I had a question, and I wanted to say, girl, how do you know, or how would we know, since you're sharing it with us, when we need to rest, when we're doing so much, as we say, for God? That was my question. How would we know when we need to pull back or rest, or rebuild your what you have given out, your virtue?
Mm-hmm.
How will you know when you need to?
Well, you know, the body is a divine messenger. And when you learn your body, you learn your strength and weakness. And learning your body, you learn your strength and weakness. And one of the things about me, based upon what I eat, determine my strength and my body to move, maneuver. And so that's why I have a light eating habit. I eat very lightly. I fast before I preach. I usually fast 24 hours, 12 to 24 hours before I preach any message, sometimes a little longer than that. And it allows the synergy and energy to pull from his presence and have food, and you pulling on the food of the earth. I don't eat no meat or any of those things. I'm very much lately, I don't have no bread. So what I usually eat, I've changed my entire diet in terms of what I eat and what I take in. And saying that, those are the determining factors for me. It's critical for anybody that flows in ministry to stretch. It's critical for you to stretch. And the reason why it's critical, so you can stretch, so you can open up points in your body, synergies in your body. When you stretch not for pain, you stretch for his presence. And a lot of people stretch and they feel the pain, but it's not really the pain you're going through. It's the presence, because you're stretching into his presence, because he's opening up. Once you start stretching those points, you sense that something start going to your head. You feel a synergy of things start going to your head. And so your body begins to speak to you about those areas. So you're able to flow based upon your ability to stretch. And that helps me. Now, when your body is a divine messenger in terms of when to do and what not to do, I'm leading you up to the things to do and what not to do as it relates to timing. As a prophetic preacher as well, when my body tells me that I need to quit, it's usually a sign of a certain pain that I have in my body. I pick up a certain pain because your body is a divine messenger. But this is not for everybody, so I can only tell you me. You know what your symptoms is in your body that tell you to rest. And those symptoms that you experience tell you to rest. That's why I'm sharing you what the body will, my body tells me. And it tells me when to rest. And because I can't master anybody else, but I can tell you what I do. And then from this place, you can make that adjustment to you know what your body can do. But some people can sit down and crash real easy. They can sit down and crash, and that's what their body told them. There's some people who you notice that you start getting frustrated out of a normal place, it tells them their body. It varies depending on the body adjustment system. Based upon those things, your body speaks to you. And it lets you know what you should do and what you shouldn't do from that place. And from that place, you'll be able to make the proper adjustment in your body to do. Some people, their vocal cords tell them, because you're doing a lot of talking, when you saw me yesterday after service, I was still at a high place, not necessarily in warfare. It was coming down. It's coming down from a place that I was at. So I was coming down from that place, being sensitive to the atmosphere so I can greet the people at the same time, which is kind of contrary to my leadership. Who needs that? You need to go in office because you just pulled out. So I needed to feel the atmosphere, the people, to make sure they were okay. Then I was okay to move into the office. But those are the signs for me to tell me. It's like when my body needs water, it'll let you know it needs water. If it needs food, it'll let you know it needs food. So those are the adjustments that I have. To let me know that I'm fatigued or battle fatigued or I need to rest. My body will speak to me in that place to let me know. Those are just a few of the points to let me know. Sometimes in my wording, my language, my teaching, I'll pick up, okay, step back a little bit of rest. So I hope that helps you out a little bit there.
Yeah, that's great. Yes. I also have like a praise report when you said, do we have one? Or when God was showing me as I give or because I give, and sometimes every time I come, I want to give, and he said he will give seed to the sower. So he has put money in my account. So I could have money to give. I'm like, wow. Then something happened and I got hurt, but I didn't tell you or I didn't have access to talk to you at that time. But when you came on live, maybe the next day, it was like when you first started, you were talking about a healing anointing. So God, you showed me it to just... just to be obedient to what he where he puts us, and all of a sudden all the pain I had in my body was gone. And I was like, "Wow, God, this is powerful." And that's what I'm saying. That's a testimony. And he showed me it comes from giving into your ministry, just wanting to give, or the more that we give, because. As you say, the oil that's on your life or what you're pouring out to us, some of us really truly appreciate you. I truly appreciate you and your efforts and who you are and what you're doing. And I wanted to say that.
Thank you, woman. We appreciate that, too. Thank you so much for those kind words. As a pastor, in times like this, it's good to receive kind words. Because it's good to know that you're impacting people's lives and people appreciate the work that we do. Because this is we're giving of ourselves selflessly to advance the kingdom of God so that people's lives can be changed. So I thank you for that. And I believe from this place, God has an anointing on my life that people will prosper and people will receive because of what's on my own. I've seen it happen in the world, and I've seen it happen in the world. Impact of people who sow. It's a principle in the world, Word of God, as well as in the world. And when people sow on those good ground, they take it the benefit. And I don't know how many people that have not received from what God has given me on my life to believe. Be a blessing to the people of God. I'm a giver. I believe that when you do what you do in the kingdom, there's always a result of your down payment of your obedience. Yeah. So thank you so much. Amen. Amen. Thank you again. Anyone else tonight? Hallelujah. All right. Well, Administrator Brian, we bless God's people on tonight. We thank God for you all. People of God, continue to make the stretch, the move, the adjustment, and the things that you're doing in the kingdom of God. I'm going to, because I'm committed to earlier today, to the people. It's about 9. What do we have here? Don't tell me I'm looking at. Don't tell me I'm looking at. No, okay, I'm not looking at. I'm like, okay, wow. I was going to say wow, but no. We bless the Lord for each and every one of you all joining us tonight. Appreciate you as well as well. I'm going to do something real quickly, and I'm not going to carry long with this, but I'm going to be jumping on my Facebook, and I'm going to time myself. I'm going to try to do like 40 minutes, about 40 minutes on my Facebook just to share because I got to keep my commitment to my 8 a.m. that I was coming back. So you all can join me over on Facebook in approximately 5 minutes. Amen. So we're going to go there live. I'm going to be talking about how prayer established history, or prayer makes history. Use one verse, go through. I got 5 points I want to deal with. These are 5 points that the Lord gave me, and I'm going to share these 5 points, and I'm going to be through. I'm going to bless God's people, and I'm going to be through, okay? So it'll be real fast and quick. That's what I said. Somebody said, now you're going to really do that. I'm going to hopefully I can do that real quickly during that time. Yeah, hopefully we can do that. But I'm extending myself to do that because I did keep a commitment that we want to make sure we this is actually day 7. We're going to be dropping these on you real quick. So join me in a few minutes. We're going to go over to Facebook. So if you're on Facebook, go to my page, Lorraine Matthews, on Facebook, and we'll be joining there in a few minutes. All right, say to God, if you want to be a blessing to this ministry, go over to our website, to WeRestoreYouth.org. If you want to sow a seed via Cash App, go to Cash App, money sign, RFPIN, and sow a seed. If you want to do it via Zelle, go to Zelle at WeRestoreYouth, the letter U, at yahoo.com. All right, people of God, love you immensely. Thank God for you. We're looking for the greater and the greater and greater. We'll talk to you soon, and shalom, your quarters, my prayer for you on today. 5 minutes from now, I'll be there.